At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
It's been almost a year since we've been graced with the Google searches of Brian Walsh, searches that he made just literally moments after his wife, Anna Walsh, was murdered. Searches that clearly show someone who's caring for their deceased loved ones. Like, how long before a body starts to smell? How to stop a body from decomposing? How to clean blood from a wooden floor? Hacksaw, best tool to dismember? What happens to hair on a dead body? Nothing incriminating at all about any of that. His attorney just quit. I guess probably not too surprising on that. Irreconcilable differences. The reason cited, I don't think I've heard that before when an attorney leaves their client, but I guess there's a first for everything. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss this case. We haven't talked about it for quite some time because he's been locked up and we've been awaiting furtherances with the actual case itself, but an attorney quitting now a year into this, I'm kind of surprised this move wasn't made earlier. What do you read into the irreconcilable differences being between his attorney and Brian Walsh?
Yeah, that's one that surprised me. Yes, a year into it. And what could be going on? I mean, I basically have questions. What could be going on that's causing an attorney to step out like this? It doesn't happen often.
No, it certainly does not. But I get to the idea of how do you represent someone like this? Obviously, it's what people do. It's why there are attorneys. It's why we have defense that will stand up for anybody when they absolutely need it. But this was not a public defender. This was someone that he did, in fact, hire. You go into a case like this, are there times, obviously you're not an attorney, I'm not an attorney, but you got to assume at some point, in some cases, you got to walk into these and go, this is indefensible. Like, there's just, you gave me no room to work with here. I'm wondering if that is the case, because it does take a little bit of pushing for a judge also to grant an attorney the right to remove themselves from the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because I know quite a few defense attorneys, criminal defense attorneys. Most of them love the challenge of a difficult case. And you know, on one hand, I guess I can understand that. But on the other hand, I've always wondered, how do you sleep at night? Yeah. You know, But the ones I know, it's like the more difficult the case, the more they like to get in there. And it's, you know, if it's ego for them, it's about winning or whatever. And they don't seem to have a problem sleeping at night. I think I would. But, you know, is it a case where she is just emotionally fed up with him and can't tolerate him anymore, or just finds that he's completely uncooperative? Either one, I think, is possible, maybe both.
I mean, let's talk about the mental state of Brian Walsh as best as we can assess it from a distance. And I think one of the biggest things that we know about is those internet searches and then going to the Home Depot and just very nonchalantly going through the actions and getting the stuff he needs. Very, I don't know, it just seemed so mechanical, I guess, if you will, with zero emotion. And seeing him in court, the way he stands and just stares and then has the ability to say not guilty, even though we have these damning searches. We have weapons. We have so many things in this case that look so dark and obviously him. How is someone like this functioning? I mean, what's going through someone's mind that they're able to compartmentalize things so far away from reality to carry these things out, to do these searches, to go to the Home Depot, to stand up in court with literally no shame?
Yeah, no shame. And he certainly doesn't sound very bright, you know, leaving again this glowing fluorescent trail of his behavior in one of the strangest things. You know, to dismember a body, I mean, which again, for most of us normal people, is just unfathomable, particularly a person that we've at some point cared enough about to marry, it makes me think again that there's a sadistic quality to him. And was it done just to facilitate disposal of the body and trying to hide the identity in hopes that, you know, this would help him get away with it? But it also makes me think that this is a person who has so much, a tendency to be sadistic and rageful that it doesn't get to him, you know, that he's going to hold on to this story that he didn't do it. And he may sleep very well at night, you know, with his personality the way it is.
At some point, do some of these people actually literally believe their story, their narrative, being able to almost erase what reality was, what they actually did do to carry themselves the way that they do?
Yeah, I think what they do is justify, for folks with psychopathic tendencies, they can always give you a good reason for what they did, no matter how horrible it was. And that's what they tell themselves over and over again, that they had a reason for it and their reason makes sense to them. And so there just isn't the normal remorse or guilt that the rest of us would have.
Yeah, very much living in his own world. Well, I heard he has some Warhol paintings that if you want a last minute Christmas gift, may be available. Maybe a villain.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.